It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Bryan. John Key and ACT's Epsom candidate John Banks have just met for their long-anticipated cup of tea. The meeting is widely seen as a signal to voters that the national leader wants them to choose Mr. Banks and send ACT back to Parliament. Let's go live to Peter Aranyi, who's been with Mr. Key and Mr. Banks at Urban Cafe in Auckland. Peter, good afternoon. What can you tell us about this symbolic chat?
The Prime Minister's just left whatever the opposite of a quiet cup of tea is. We've been surrounded by media, 25 scrum-packed media around the two politicians talking, and the signal has been sent. Key's not telling people in Epsom how to vote. He says he's just saying he'd be happy if they did as they did the last two elections and gave their electorate vote to ACT, their party vote to National.
So, Peter, what happens now?
Well, it's interesting that the media conference after the cup of tea was about twice as long as the cup of tea. I think the message is to get out. The politicians have spoken and they want their intentions to be made known to the public through us.
Well, Peter, thanks for that. That's Peter Aranyi, who's been with Mr. Key and Mr. Banks at Urban Cafe in Auckland. A man's in a serious condition in hospital.